Check it out.
Yeah. I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you? I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you? I can't live no other way. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. Praise our Lord, brothers and sisters. Good morning. Welcome to the Morning Motivation Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot, hot, hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday, tackling our everyday issues with biblical perspective, with a new topic, life prayer, and assigning you our daily task. Our topic for today is cloudy vision. Cloudy vision. And we are coming from the book of 2 Samuel, chapter 18, verses 5 through 10. While you are getting your Bibles ready, let me remind you to tune in live to Morning Motivation with me, Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern, by calling 323-870-4180. But if you miss Morning Motivation Live, you can hear the recording posted at 8 a.m. Eastern and available all day on my website, fieldfire.com, Facebook at Rossi Williams, R-A-W-S-I, or follow Morning Motivation to have the link text straight to your cell phone Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern by sending the message MM for Morning Motivation to phone number 33222. Again, the entire number, because some people have told me they're having difficulties. Just in the phone number section or the recipient for your message, enter numbers 33222. Then where you would type in the message, type MM, hit send, and then you will receive a confirmation text. All of that information, more about me, as well as the ability to send me your prayer requests and your testimonies, is available on my website at fieldfire.com. That's FEELDFIRE.com. Well, by now, you should have those Bibles ready. I am in the book of 2 Samuel, chapter 18, verses 5 through 10. Reading from the KJV. And the king commanded Joab and Abishai and Attai, saying, deal gently for my sake with the young man, even with Absalom. And all the people heard when the king gave all the captains charge concerning Absalom. So the people went out into the field against Israel, and a battle was in the wood of Ephraim, where the people of Israel were slain before the servants of David, and there was there a great slaughter that day of 20,000 men. For the battle was there scattered over the face of all the country, and the wood devoured more people that day than the sword devoured. And Absalom met the servants of David, and Absalom rode upon a mule. And the mule went under the thick boughs of a great oak. Make sure you don't miss this. Pay attention now. And his head caught hold of the oak, and he was taken up between the heaven and the earth, and the mule that was under him went away. And a certain man saw it and told Joab and said, behold, I saw Absalom hanged in an oak. Woo, give the Lord praise for the reading of his word. What is our topic for today? Say it aloud wherever you are. Cloudy vision. Have you ever taken advice or counsel from someone who could not even see beyond the nose on his face, much less beyond your right now or your present, to visualize you in a better future? In other words, someone who has cloudy vision. Well, that's what we saw here in the scripture that I read to you. You see, Absalom was the son of King David, and David was previously the king of the Israelites. And Absalom, in his greed and ambition, decided that he wanted to be king. So David had been on the run. However, God had appointed David to that place, if you remember from way, way, way back when. And, you know, when God appoints you for something, that anointing remains with you. That's why the Bible teaches us that the gifts and callings of God are without repentance. This is why we can see people today who maybe they they were raised up in the choir singing. Then they go out and they start singing for the world, and they're doing all kinds of decadent things and things that are ungodly. But then they can still come back into your church on Sunday and sing everybody under the table, and then you still see the spirit fall. The gifts and the callings, the anointing, the purpose, the destiny that God has placed upon your life is without repentance. In other words, without remorse from Him. He ordained you for such a time as this. So then it is important that you are cautious about who you are listening to. So Absalom decided that he wanted to be king, and he had his father David on the run. And when we got into 2 Samuel 18, verses 5 through 10, we're at that point now where their two armies are meeting in battle. Because you see, God has there will always be somebody who has your back. There will always be a ram in the bush. There will always be your posse, you know, those folks who with you, your crew, no matter what, even if they have to live in the cave and be on the run with you, because they are the ones who see who you are and that God has purpose for you. So Absalom's army and David's army, they meet, and David had said to the captains of his army, look, I still love these people. They're the Israelites. They're my people. I know you have to go out and battle against them, but please deal gently as much as possible with them, especially with Absalom, because no matter what, he is my son. Now, let me take you back a few scriptures right quickly. We don't have but 15 minutes. In the book of 2 Samuel, chapter 15, verse 31, David prayed to the Lord that Ahithophel would provide, if you will, bad counsel or bad advice to Absalom. You see, Ahithophel was one of those fickle people, those wishy-washy counselors, those two-faced people. When David was in power, then he was advising David. But now Absalom was in power. He didn't leave with David and go on the run. No, he stayed there in his cushy place, his nice place, to advise Absalom, someone with cloudy vision. So then Ahithophel began to advise Absalom, and he was advising him in a way that was pleasing to Absalom. But at a certain point, then his counsel wasn't what Absalom wanted. So in the book of 2 Samuel 17, verses 5 through 7, Absalom, David's son, calls for someone else to come in and give him counsel, because Ahithophel's counsel had changed. You see, David had prayed to the Lord, because God always avenges his people. So this person came in and gave Absalom the kind of advice that Absalom wanted. Go out against your king. Go out against your father. Don't worry about this thing. Let everybody see how much you abhor him. And Absalom, listen, it's something when you take advice from people who have cloudy vision. So then we get to 2 Samuel 18, verses 5 through 10. And what did you hear in that last verse? Absalom, after he got out there in the battle, he saw it was not going the way his cloudy vision counselors had told him. So he mounted his mule and he began to ride off. But as he began to ride off, guess what happened? He got caught up in a tree, and the mule going. That's why it said that he was between the heaven and the earth. Can't you picture this now? In other words, his body is hanging from the branch of the tree, and his legs are kicking, and he's hanging. And I can guarantee you that during that time, he thought about the advice he had received, and I'm pretty sure he was saying, I wish I would not have listened to this friend. I wish I would not have listened to people who were just yes men and yes women. I wish I would not have listened to someone who only had his best interest at heart in advising me. Because now I'm hanging between heaven and earth. My life is seeping out of me. My feet are twitching, and I'm trying to break free. But in the 10th verse, it said, I saw Absalom hung from a tree. He was dead. Isn't this powerful? In the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 3, the Bible tells us to let not your left hand know what your right hand is doing. In the book of Matthew 7 and 6, the Bible teaches us, do not give to dogs what is holy or sacred, and do not cast your pearls before the swine, because when you do, they trample what you gave them under feet. Isn't this powerful? And then they turn again and tear you to pieces. In other words, when you are laying out what's in you, your gifts and your callings, before people who do not appreciate you, do not deserve it, when you are laying out your innermost feelings, becoming vulnerable, spiritually naked, if you will, before people, telling them everything about what's going on in your home, everything about your husband, everything about your wife, everything about your girlfriend, everything about your boyfriend, everything about your children, sitting on the job, gossiping with your colleagues and coworkers about the boss, you're giving away everything. If you're not even supposed to let the left hand know what the right hand is doing, surely you shouldn't be letting folks who are external to you know everything that's going on in your life, because the counsel that they give you sometimes is out of their own ambition, their own desire to see you fail, their own desire to see you miserable, because misery loves company, their own desire to break up your marriage. Sometimes your friends will end up sleeping with your husband or your wife, and you've been giving them all the ammunition that they needed. Stop listening to folks with cloudy vision. They don't even know the purpose of you. They don't even know the destiny of you. They don't even know the power of you. And here they are with their, you know, their vision is not even 20/20 with their myopia. Or here they are, and they can't even see right, and they're trying to advise you, stop giving over your victory and destiny to folks with cloudy vision. You better find you someone who got 20/20, who can see down the road, and even someone who can see farther away than you can see. Someone with some experience, someone who's been there, someone who loves the Lord truly and truly loves you and only desires the best for you. Come on and praise the Lord. I know this is good. I'll do part two tomorrow because we're running out of time. Say, I'm going to stop giving my vision to others who have cloudy vision. Say it again and let's go into prayer. Father, we come this morning in the name of Jesus. We glorify you, Father. This is another day you've given us. We can't do anything but say thank you and thank you and thank you. Father, today I come praying for everyone listening and all those whom they love and know, that we would seek counsel from you. We would seek counsel from you and from godly men and godly women and from godly friends and godly family and from those who love us, Father, not those who are two-faced, not those who are fair weather friends, not those who are only around us, only talking with us for what they can get. In other words, they have a self-serving motivation to speak into our lives. Still, Father, give us discernment so that we can be able to judge out the credibility of what people are telling us, Father. Let us seek you in prayer and fasting. Let us go to your word, because your word cannot lie, to seek out your will for our lives. Now, Lord, wherever we have divulged our pearls, and wherever we've given what is holy, in other words, your anointing and purpose and destiny on our lives, to people who have trampled, we repent. And we say that that was the last time. From this day forward, we will seek godly counsel. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Let everyone listening say, amen. Come on and praise the Lord. Keep praising him. Say, I will not have cloudy vision. Say it again. I'm going to give the altar call, and then we're going to end with our task for today. For those who are not saved, or if you're backslidden, please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. Keep praising him, everybody. I ask the forgiveness of my sins. I repent and ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on, everyone. Just praise the Lord. Just praise him. Just say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Now, our topic for today is cloudy vision. Your task for today is to think before you speak, and do not give up your pearls to people who don't deserve them. All right. Remember to text MM to 33222 so you can get every day's message on your cell phone via a text link at 8 a.m. Monday through Friday. And please share this with at least one person today. Bless someone else's soul. All right. I'll see you in the morning at 6:30.
Live a good life, and that's what I believe. So hit the floor, say a prayer, start working. You got to do something. It's all right to crawl before you walk. What you never got, gotta do something that you never got.
Let me tell you something. You better get yourself some 2020 vision. Send me your prayer request to fieldfire.com. See you in the morning. Morning motivation, 15 minutes of hot breakfast for your soul. You can eat breakfast all day now.